SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Pharrell on the bench, coast to coast in the biggest way possible, hanging out, a bad city, broken day, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad letters, bad taste, bad life, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the Pharrell Appalachia, right across the river and through the woods from where Granny had to check into the hospital today with the Honda. But before she went, she said, just give me a puff or two of that 21% pancake cookie. I said, slow down, Granny. How about a glass of Pinot instead in New York City, the Big Apple? Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directing in traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up, should do it. All my friends that come around, flat to party, of rats on the west side, bedbugs uptown. What a mess, this town's a tatter. My brain just splattered all over Manhattan. Should do check out. All right, Pharrell, Carver High, Mafia, LTN running it from Kansas City. Mo, hold on a second, I got to read this. It's just in from the LTN newsroom from Ty Stick. The Chiefs are going to beast slap the Browns and Odell can have a sandwich? What? I don't have time for this. I really don't. DeAndre Swift, 21 today. Hakeem Nicks, 33. Vincent Jackson, 38. Brian Leftwich, 41. How about Dave Grohl? It's his birthday today, too, Carver High. When Carver High learns to fly. All right, sorry about that. I was losing my mind there for a second. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. All right, Harden heads to no sleep till with a spark, but could he burn it all down? Does the Harden deal help the Nets catch the Lake Show? Harden trade puts Nets more than 30 millones over the salary cap tax threshold. Reports say Durant and Harden had been talking about this for months. They both wanted to hook up. Harden and Durant will be the fifth pair of teammates who've won a scoring title. They both light it up. We'll hear from Durant, but just about the win over the Knicks last night. Sean Marks says Kyrie will be back on the court as soon as possible. Any week now. Forget about any day. We've already passed enough days, haven't we? We'll hear from Boogie Cousins today. Rockets wanted nothing to do with Kyrie Irving in a Harden deal. Rockets new starting five, Wall, Oladipo, House, Tucker, and Christian Wood. PJ Tucker drawing interest. Lakers hammer the Thunder last night, but more importantly, 7-0 on a row for the first time in history. We'll hear from LeBron. He doesn't care about the Harden deal. Porzingis came back last night. We'll hear from Zinger. Triple-double for Giannis. Dame Lillard went off 40-10, no turnovers in the Blazers win. Westbrook has a major setback with his quad. It's looking like a month now he'll be out. Ben Simmons, a slight knee injury, not long-term. Tomorrow's double dip, Washington, Detroit, Phoenix, Golden State, both postponed with the Honda. NBA memo details plans for the game day testing for COVID in all 28 cities. We'll break down all of tonight's games in the NBA as well. Texas Tech last night, a big win in Austin. McClung with the winner from three. They pulled it back to a two, but they held him off. Texas missed a 30-footer at the buzzer, and the Red Raiders within on the road in Austin. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Mightier 1090 in San Diego, Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline, and, of course, the new Sports Grid Radio Network on Sirius XM Channel 204. Good to have you with us today on Coast to Coast. I'm Scotty Pharrell. Texas Tech, I told you, wins. How about Auburn? Sharif Cooper goes off again with 28. This guy is just absolutely lighting it up. I'm starting to get into buying Auburn now every time they play, as long as he's on the floor. Many schools in danger of missing the NCAAs. Indiana, Michigan State, Kentucky, Duke, North Carolina, Cuse. Give me a reason to put any of them in the tournament. They all suck. Top 25 players to this point. The best players, Luka Garza. Boom, period. End of discussion. UConn's James Bouknight is on the list, but he's out indefinitely after elbow surgery. Nova resumes team activities. They haven't balled since December 23rd. West Virginia's next three, postponed. Michigan State, Iowa tonight, postponed. Saturday against Indiana, postponed. Steven Izzo test positive for Sparty. He's part of the problem. Tonight's games, we got a bunch of them. We'll break them all down, including Purdue and Indiana in Bloomington at Assembly Hall. Dodd Fisher along with Max Skirvin from Assembly Hall at Bloomington, Indiana. It's the Boilermakers and Hoosiers on the Indiana University Basketball Network. Crosby scores a ridiculous goal last night. I gave you the Flyers. They kick their ass in the third and win it 6-3 Philly. Leafs blow a 3-1 lead, a 4-3 lead. Montreal, rather. And the Leafs beat them in overtime. Riley with the winner from Tavares, Carver High's favorite person. Canucks and Blues get late night wins. We'll hear from Mike Sullivan, Penguins coach. We'll hear from Steven Stamkos on today's C2C. How about Danny Bernstein from Sirius NHL Radio? He's on the show today. We'll break down all of tonight's games in the NHL. Cam and Carver High were arguing about bets already before the show. Fights. We got Holloway, Qatar, Mafia on the UFC. We're dancing as usual. Adam Kaplan, our NFL insider, will join us breaking down the divisional games this weekend. That should be awesome. A double shot with Adam. We'll get into all the news around the league. Plus, we'll hear from Matt LaFleur, Stephon Diggs, Baker Mayfield, Chris Godwin, Drew Brees, Mike Tomlin, Matt Nagy. We'll talk college football. You get it all on Coast to Coast, baby.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Pharrell back on Coast to Coast. Carver High, we had so much fun yesterday breaking all that news about Harden coming to No Sleep Till. We might as well dive right in again.
Yes, the trade was actually made official today, Scotty. Yesterday, of course, it was agreed upon. Today, everybody was allowed to talk about it. James Harden, as we know, coming to Brooklyn. A couple things here, Scotty. Reports say that Durant and Harden talked about teaming up months ago. This was in the bag. They knew that they were going to do this stuff. They'll be the fifth pair of teammates who have won a scoring title. Harden puts the Nets more than $30 million over the salary cap tax threshold. So then the two questions are, Scotty, will Harden get there and burn the whole place down? And have they done enough to catch the Lakers? What say you on the James Harden trade a day later?
Well, first of all, like, you know, I know how everyone on TV, radio, fans, writers, they all talk about the salary cap and money. And I get all that. That's fascinations for everybody. But all I know is that all I care about is how many draft picks have they lost till 2027 because of this? Because this is moving all the way to 2027. And everybody knows it's win now or never. In the next year or two max, this deal's all about the end of 2022 because Durant can bolt, Harden can bolt, Irving, all of them can bolt. So I don't care about the money at all. That's their problem. Their tax problems aren't my tax problems. All I care about is, are they going to win? Bottom line is this. LeBron and Davis, in my opinion, won that championship with two players and a bunch of trash. And now the Nets have three superstars, not two. If they can get Headcase back on the court and somehow get him to mix in with these other two, because I think Kyrie's got a problem. He had a problem playing with LeBron, let alone playing with KD and Harden. I think Irving's mentally weak. I think he's a fantastic player. I think he cares more about social issues, fair enough, than playing basketball. He's even admitted that. I don't think he's strong enough mentally to deal with two other guys that pour in 27 and 30 points a game. Where's he going to get his 26? Bottom line is, if they can get him, Nash's job is to get him to coexist with the other two. And if they do, they'll be able to beat any team in the NBA. I don't care what anybody says.
Sean Marks did talk today, Scotty, about Kyrie Irving, says he does expect him back on the court very soon. He's excited, he said, Kyrie, about having James Harden on the team. We will see. He was not there last night. The Nets beat the Knicks at the Garden. Kevin Durant was asked, Scotty, about all the James Harden stuff. He did not want to talk about it because the trade was not official yet. But he did, Scotty, want to talk about the dominant Nets performance over the Knicks at the Garden. Here's KD.
There's a lot more people in here today. It's a good win, especially we talked about it last night. We want to finish the second half of the back-to-back, and especially with a team that's right across the bridge from us. And we know what that rivalry is like, and we know how the intensity that this team plays with and at home. So we really wanted this game tonight, and everybody played like it. And, you know, from top to bottom, it was a great effort.
I have to tell you, his 26 last night, he tied Bernard King, 8 straight 25-plus games. He is so pure. I love watching this guy play basketball every night. Like, I was rooting for the Nets last night. I like both teams, I got to be honest, because I watch him for 20 years every single night, right? But this guy can stroke it from three right in your face with a hand in his face. He can shoot from the elbows in his sleep. He can drive and dunk. He can block shots. He doesn't even have to break a sweat to play fantastically in the back of a back-to-back, whereas the Claw has to take off every second game because he's as soft as the guy that sells the pillows. But you got Durant going back-to-back nights and dropping, 27, 26. He had 34, 9, and 13, and then 26. Christ almighty, where do I get tickets? I remember when they gave me that luxury suite at the Fan to go up there and watch them, and they lost in double overtime to Anthony Davis and the Pels. If I could get tickets, no one can go. But if I could, I'd go watch this guy play. I don't care about anybody else, Harden or Irving. KD is a freak. I love watching him play. And he's man enough to play every night. He wants to play ball in the hood, in the street, indoors, rec league, NBA, for money, no money. He just wants the ball. Kyrie's a wussy. Cry to your mommy, I don't want to play for 2 or 3 weeks because I'm such a wussy. And then Harden's a fat ass. Get on the treadmill, fatso.
He's going to lose that. He's going to lose about 20 pounds in like 3 or 4 weeks. I'm telling you, Scotty, motivated coming to Brooklyn. You're going to see a whole new Harden in a few weeks from now in Brooklyn. I can see it now. He's going to be changed. He just wanted out of Houston. That's why he put all that weight on. Let's go to Houston now, Scotty. We've got to hear from Boogie because Boogie was great yesterday. After this was actually even before the trade even went down. He says that he went to Houston to play with John Wall, not James Harden. And he thinks that Harden is a B. Here's your boy, Boogie Cousins.
Me personally, I don't feel betrayed at all. My interest in playing with John Wall, to be brutally honest. And with that being said, the disrespect started way before, any interview. Just the approach to training camp, showing up the way he did, the antics off the court. I mean, the disrespect started way before. So this isn't something that, all of a sudden happened, last night. But with that being said, like I said, this is the nasty part of the business. So it is what it is.
Isn't that refreshing that a guy has the stones to just throw a superstar right under his F-150 and drive over his face with both axles? I love Boogie Cousins for everything he just said. And it could have been way worse because I guarantee you the next time they play, it's all coming out. There's going to be a fight breaking out on the court because no longer is there any love between Wall, Boogie, any Rocket at all, and Harden. I love the city of Houston. You know what? They are going to turn on him like a sieve.
Reports say that the Rockets wanted nothing to do with Kyrie Irving in the Harden trade. Hard to blame them with what's gone on in the past week. New Rockets starting five, Scotty. Are you into it? Wall, Oladipo, House, Tucker, and Wood. Is that going to win games in Houston for now?
Why not? And Eric Gordon coming off the bench. They've got more than that. They have all kinds of players on that team. And now the bottom line is they're McLemore. Like, look, they have guys now coming in the drafts for the next 6 years, they're going to get three unprotected number ones, and they're getting all of those pick swaps starting this year. I talked to Mitch Lawrence of NBA Radio last night, and he said, it's what you do with the picks. They could screw it all up. No one can screw up having that many number one draft picks and that many swap picks. I don't care how stupid anybody thinks their GM is. They're not screwing that up down in Houston.
The Lakers hammered the Thunder last night, 128-99. First time the Lakers, Scotty, start 7-0 on the road in franchise history. Let's hear from LeBron. He did not want to hear about the Harden trade. All he cares about, Scotty, is getting the Lakers better. Here's LeBron.
I don't really have too much of a reaction. Obviously, trades and things happen every year. And, for me, my main focus on what we do here and how we continue to get better. And that was the case today. The trades happened today, and I couldn't allow myself to kind of indulge in that, knowing that we had a team that we had to play tonight. So my main focus today was on the Thunder.
I think it's pretty obvious to me that their goal is A, to repeat, and B, to win on the road. It doesn't matter where they go, they're winning. And I think they've got that mentality. If you look back to the greatest teams ever in the NBA, whether it was the Warriors, the Bulls, winning on the road proves how much of a badass you are. And I can guarantee you this as well. LeBron and AD and that entire Laker team, including Vogel and his assistants, when they got on that bus and went to that plane last night, every one of them were talking about the Harden trade. So don't believe for a minute he didn't care about the Harden trade. That's all they were talking about, I guarantee it, the entire flight.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yes, the Zinger back. One of your favorites, Scotty, for Dallas. He had 16 points. Let's hear from him after the game. It felt good to get back on the court.
Felt good. Finally it's here. I've been working a lot.
Zinger.
Just coming back from the injury. So, it's always a good feeling once you actually get there and you get those minutes on the court. So I'm happy about that. Happy about the win. I'm looking forward to the next game already and keep working and keep getting better.
Hey, it didn't take long. He was jacking threes. He looked good in the minutes they gave him. And he had, 16 with, I think, three threes. I thought he looked really good for being out. He's had all kinds of problems. I love his game, though. The guy can flat-out shoot.
Also last night, triple-double for Giannis, and the Bucks win. Dame Lillard went off, Scotty. He had 40 points, 10 dimes, no turnovers. Another big performance by him. Setback for Russell Westbrook. Might miss 3 or 4 weeks now with that quad injury, Ben Simmons' knee injury. Not expected to be long-term. Tonight, Scotty, we have Rack in the NBA. Heat and the Sixers. Remember they played that overtime game just a couple nights ago. They're back at it. 10.5 the Sixers are laying against the Heat tonight. Hornets getting 8.5 against Toronto. That game, of course, down in Tampa. Rockets getting 7.5 in San Antonio. Denver -5 hosting the Warriors. Blazers and Dame, who we just talked about, laying 3 against the Pacers.
I got to tell you, they had to work really hard last night to win that game of the Golden One in Sacramento. Got to turn around and play Sabonis and the Pacers. I kind of like the Pacers tonight to win outright. I'll take that 3 spot. I like the Nuggets laying the 5 against the Warriors, who seldom come out to play. I'm going to take the 7.5 with the Rockets. Spurs to win on the money line, though. Give me the Raptors to win in Charlotte plus the 8.5. I got it at 7.5. I'll take the extra point, no problem. And I'm going to go onions. Give me the Heat outright plus the 11. I don't know what I'm missing here. The game went to overtime, 137-134, and they played with only Robinson and Hero and could still hang with JoJo at 45-16. If they can do something, anything, Olenek, to bang with Embiid, I think they got a shot to win this game outright. I'm going to go with it.
Let's go to college rack now, Scotty. Last night, you mentioned that Texas Tech beats Texas with the dagger from McClung late. It looked like a three. They made it a two. It doesn't matter. The Red Raiders with the win over the Longhorns. And your boy Sharif Cooper goes off again for Auburn with 28 points. Good night of college rack last night.
Really big night for both of them. McClung's a transfer from Georgetown, and they've really, you know, when he was at D.C. playing for the Hoyas and Patrick Ewing, they just weren't letting him just shoot freely and have the green light and be the man. I think all the brothers are like, oh, what's with this little white dude? We can't have this. But down at Texas Tech in Lubbock, they're letting this kid be a star, and he's shooting, and he's dribble driving, getting to the rack, hitting shots from everywhere, playing lit. Playing Jack, getting ripped, and getting his teammates involved, talking, coming off screens, making big plays, hits a game winner on the road in Austin. Are you kidding me? That was huge.
Many top schools are in danger of missing the tournament, Scotty. Indiana, Michigan State, Kentucky, Duke, North Carolina, Syracuse. A lot of teams usually are in there, going to be on the bubble. Michigan State, let's talk about them. Tonight's game, of course, postponed against Iowa. Sunday's game against Indiana, also postponed. COVID issues for Sparty, Matty Sissoko, and Steven Izzo, the coach's son, both testing positive for COVID. So no Spartan games coming up here in the next few weeks. UConn's James Boatnight out indefinitely after elbow surgery. Villanova, Scotty, finally going to get back on the floor. They have not played since December 23rd with the COVID issues they have there. And West Virginia also now, three games postponed due to COVID. So those are the games that aren't going to be happening, but we do have games, Scotty. In fact, we've got games coming up in the next hour. In the 5 p.m. East hour, we have a few. Yes, Stanford, Utah, Washington State, and UCLA. Pac-12 Thursdays, baby. Let's get it. Let's get it going here. Stanford minus 1.5. They are at Utah. Washington State getting 9.5 at UCLA. Purdue and Indiana tonight in Bloomington. Minus 3.5 for the Hoosiers. Pepperdine and Gonzaga. 26.5 sticks with the number one Zags.
Yeah, I laid 25. It was my number two play on ForAllOnTheBench.com. I love Indiana basketball. I went there. Obviously, everybody knows that, and no one cares. I'm taking Purdue to win the game. I think they're better than Indiana. I love Indiana's big center. You know, Bryce Thompson, I think the kid's incredible. I think he can deal and do everything else, but the rest of the team can't shoot. They suck. They do nothing well. I think Archie Miller's doing a terrible job in Bloomington, and you can quote me on that. Stanford, I like them. I got them at the 1.5. I'm going to lay it. I think they'll beat Utah. I like UCLA to win, but Washington State to cover that fat number. I got it at 10.5. I know it's at 9.5 now, but I'm going to go high risk with the Boilers in Bloomington.
And we are not done when it comes to the Pac-12, Scotty. We have more games tonight. Late night, Washington and USC minus 13.5 for the Trojans. Arizona minus 7.5 at Oregon State. And late night in the WCC, BYU and St. Mary's minus 1.5 for the Gaels.
Look, I like BYU plus the points, so give me that. I like Arizona to win, but Oregon State and Corvallis to cover the 6.5, and I like USC to win, and I think everybody and their brother's going to bet on them to cover it at 14.5, now 13.5. I got it at the 14.5. I'm going to take Washington, at least in an upset, to cover the spread in that game with USC. Now, I'm sure everyone thinks USC is going to win by 20. Now, the rest of them, I'm going to go Colorado – wins. Give me Cal in the 15.5. It's my number 8 play. I like Santa Clara laying 1. I like Eastern Kentucky to win tonight. Give me Houston to win, but USF to cover the 8.5 in Tampa. It's my number 10 play. FIU over FAU. Lay the 5. It's my number 7 play. Montana to win. Lay 12. San Fran, the Dons win. Portland at home covers the 12.5. Give me Iowa. Lay the 9. My top play. Utah State lay 2. My number 3 play. Murray State wins. Southeast Missouri State covers the 7. Eastern Illinois wins. Lay 6. It's my number 5 play. Give me Southern Utah winning on the road, getting 6.5. Colorado State wins, but San Jose State covers 18. That's all of my snags. A beautiful thing. Chicks dig me.
Let's get to last night's action on the ice. Crosby did score a ridiculous goal right after we got off the air yesterday on Coast to Coast, but the Flyers, with 3 unanswered in the third period, they beat the Penguins 6-3. Let's start, Scotty, with Penguins head coach Mike Sullivan. And despite a 6-3 loss, he liked what he saw. Here's Sully.
I thought there was a lot to like about our game tonight. You know, I thought we had periods of the game where we carried the play. I think, you know, the types of breakdowns that we had resulted in some high-quality scoring chances against. And, you know, we've got to do a better job at making sure we minimize some of those catastrophic type scenarios. And but as
Jesus,
I said, I thought you know, there were a lot of good things in the game too. We generated some pretty high quality chances ourselves. We didn't convert on as many as we would have liked. I don't think the way the game was played was the score of the game was an indication of how it was played, I guess.
Sorry, coach. I got lost in all your hockey talk. Jesus, I've had more fun listening to a lawyer. Honestly, can you give me something more exciting than that? I bet on the Flyers yesterday, by the way, as you know, over my Penguins. I didn't think the Penguins looked bad until that 3-minute stretch in the third when they gave up 3 goals. You know, bang, bang, bang. People thought gunfire was going off. You got a little Tampa love. That was an easy bet last night. The Blackhawks looked like a junior high team skating around.
Yes, the Tampa Bay Lightning started their defense of the Stanley Cup last night at home, Scotty, and it was not even close. 5-1 win over the Blackhawks. Steven Stamkos is back. He is healthy, and Scotty, he got on the board last night. Here it is on NBCSN.
Now Kalorn, around by Stamkos. The backhand deferral finding Hedman. Point, recollects. Stamkos, he scores! In his favorite spot, the captain, Steven Stamkos, again on the power play. 4-0 Tampa Bay.
Look, they look fantastic. And I think the big thing with this team is how are they going to play without Kucherov? I mean, they're loaded with talent, no doubt. But when the injuries hit, because everyone's going to get, you know, they're 2 weeks off. But you lose a guy that's that incredible and such a stud, I think that could be an issue for this team going forward. How will they respond without him? But they looked really good. But I think the Blackhawks look really bad. They got a lot of young kids right out of college playing on this team. I don't know what the hell they're doing.
The Blackhawks really stink, and they were missing a bunch of guys last night. For Tampa, Scotty, you're right. What's going to happen without Kucherov? Here's the thing. We know how hard it is to win this cup, and we both thought that they were going to win it in the bubble, and they did. Can they now, in a shorter season, you're talking about having to win the cup twice in a 12-month span, 4 rounds of playoffs, 56 games squished in the middle between that. That seems like a lot for any team, even one as good as the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah, you know, we'll ask Dennis Bernstein what he thinks. He knows a lot more about it than we do to see if anything's going on. A lot of people favoring the Avs. They go out laying egg last night. Connor McDavid's birthday, they spoil that. The cake was stale. The ice cream melted. They got their ass beat. Now they're going to play Vancouver again. Vancouver skated circles around them. We'll talk to our main man, Denny, coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, for all back on Coast to Coast, I got my new car, and I put in my new Sirius. I put in NHL radio program, that puppy right in there, NBA radio. Put that puppy right in there. I got it all going. Look who it is, Denny Bernstein from Sirius NHL Radio, and, of course, the great fourth period. You can follow him on Twitter at DennisTFP. Always good to have you on Coast to Coast, Denny. Hope you're well. Happy New Year. So let's start where we left off. No Kucherov. How does that affect this team going forward? And then Carver Hyatt said, you heard him, with all the meat they had to eat last year in that bubble, now they got to do it again and go through 4 rounds and go on the road. It's not going to be in a bubble, but, you know, it's going to be a lot different. Can they handle that kind of hockey in that many games and in so tight a window as winning it last year.
Scotty, when you got a division with Chicago and Detroit, let me take a guess. I think that's 16-0. Okay, so they're going to play under wraps, Scott. Kucherov, great. You know, that's like making a trade right before the playoffs. Stammer's back. He says he's as healthy as he's ever been for a couple of years. They're under wraps, Scott. They're going to win the division in a breeze. Maybe Carolina pushes them. So they're just going to rest. Look, I hate the word load management, but if there's a coach out there who's ever going to do load management for a team, it should be John Cooper and Tampa Bay Lightning. They'll breeze through the regular season, and then they'll take their chances in the post. It could come back to haunt them, but right now I got them going to the final two.
Wow. So when you saw the Avs come out as favorites in most houses, what was your reaction to that? I love McKinnon. I think he can be, you know, the heart winner. I know everyone thinks it's Connor McDavid. I just don't think that Oiler team's that good. And you know, I think he's incredible. Don't get me wrong. But, like, it's his birthday. You got to win on your birthday on opening night. My God, how embarrassing.
Well, I'm on the Colorado train. But here's the thing, Scott. Look at that goaltending. Like, if they lose, it's going to be because of injuries like they had last year. Well, the goaltending won't stand up. And that was the one team that you would have thought, if they're going to make an upgrade, it should have been the Nets. Edmonton, same old story. You know, this is not one game. This is now five games because if anybody watched them play defense, in quotes, against Chicago in the postseason, they didn't. And, Scotty, it's not just about the goaltending. It's not just about the defense. And you mentioned Connor McDavid. Until Connor wants to commit to playing defense, some defense in his own zone and lead by example, this team is going to struggle. Like, they'll probably make the postseason, probably one of the top four. They are not a threat. Right? They didn't add to the goaltending. And like I said, Connor's got to lead by example here, and I agree with you. He's a great player. I also agree with you that Nate McKinnon is the MVP, but Connor's got to commit to playing defense some level. I'm not asking him to win the Selke, but at some point you got to commit to that side of the puck. Until he does, they're not going to be a deep playoff run.
You know, Denny, we were talking before the show today about the LA Kings, and Carver High was buying into the Kings. And the last time Carver High and I were in Los Angeles, I don't think we were allowed to leave our hotel. So I don't know where he's seen all this footage of the Kings scrimmages and their training camp, but he's buying in. Whatever Carver High's doing, I'm following. Tell us the real story about the Kings. Are they going to be good or are they going to suck again?
All right, Carver, you might not want to buy tonight because their third pair is Cale Clegg and Mark Ault. So be careful there. Here's the thing. They have to start good. Eight of their first 21 are against Minnesota, who, you know, was an average team who's also rebuilding as well. But tonight's second line is, I think, Blake Lizotte, Andreas Antetokounmpo, and Jeff Carter. Like, their bottom line is really bad, right? And I think that's the issue here. I think the defense will get better. Jonathan Quick looks to be healthy. Cal Peterson's a good second goaltender. They're going to struggle to score all season, Scotty. And that's the one thing with this team. They were 30th in scoring last year. The only thing they added was Andreas Antetokounmpo offensively during training camp. They also added Olli Maatta. I think there's a major struggle here. With me, what I struggle with is, you know, they're not going to be good, yet they don't want to play their kids. I don't understand it. They still want to be patient and wait. A guy like Quentin Byfield, who's drafted second overall, he's got to be in the lineup. He's a second overall guy. The last five drafts, the number two pick played the entire season. And now they're saying they want to play him in the AHL, maybe the OHL. This is the season, A, that you play your kids, and B, you got to roll up and use all these prospects to either trade for a Pierre-Luc Dubois or a Patrick Laine. The two things that they could need, because the young kids who can in LA, I don't think it's a good season for LA, but I think the future's bright.
So last night we saw Carter Hart beat the Penguins. Interestingly, it's Jerry now, DeSmith. Crosby looked good. I didn't think they looked that bad until the third period. But I do think the Flyers are a better team. I took the Flyers in that game last night, Denny. How do you think Philly's season will be after, you know, losing to the Islanders? But they handled Montreal and then lost to the Islanders. Where do you think they are into this season?
I like their depth. Nolan Patrick looked really good. Carter Hart looks like he's unfazed and he's going to be good. So the depth's really good there. JVR scored a goal last night. So I think they're going to contend. I like Washington in that division. I think it's their one last ride with the big boys, and then you're going to have to start rebuilding. But, Scotty, your Penguins, Cody Ceci and Matheson back there, you're going to be sweating a lot of nights of late. It's going to be a major challenge. And, look, let's be real here. In that East, Two good teams are going to miss the playoffs. Two good teams will miss the playoffs. It might be Boston. It might be Pittsburgh. I don't know. It's going to be a dogfight, and that's really the group of death when you look at the NHL.
So the Bruins play the Devils tonight, and before the show, they were talking about Blackwood, and I was talking about maybe the single wing for the Devils. No goalie at all, because Crawford quit on him, which I just get. You sign a deal for $9 million and then you quit. I really thought that was a bad move. I don't know what it happened to him, but I don't like it at all. And I got to tell you, they were talking about Blackwood being good. The Devils suck. Okay. So what do you think the Bruins will do to them? And do you think the Bruins will be good without Chara?
Yeah, the Devils last place without a question could be the worst team in the league. Boston, I got a concern, Scotty. When they line up the left side defense tonight, it's Jeremy Lanzon, Matt Grzelcyk, and John Moore. That's not going to do it. Like, and that was a team that maybe should have gotten Pietrangelo. They haven't addressed the Corey Krug or the Chara absence. I think the Chara absence blindsided them. Pasternak's not going to start the season. So I think there's enough quality there to get into the postseason. If they don't add to the left side, Scotty, I don't see how they're a deep contender this year. I think they could be one round and out because that left side really scares me because there's just not enough juice there.
So Carver High is cracking a Bud Light right now because he knows I'm going to ask you, can the Islanders make it to the Stanley Cup final? And now he's drinking offset. Unbelievable.
Barzal needed to come in before the season started. They had to have him in. They got him on a great bridge deal, 3 years, $7 million per. Yeah, they can do it, Scotty. I think Sorokin will help a net. I think if they play the way they did last year, the whole gang's back, they're good enough to get there. I think the question is, will they have enough depth scoring in the postseason? I think defensively they're going to be the same thing. Look, the Devin Taves trade hurt, but they have for Barzal. I understand it. But I think there's enough quality on the back line, certainly enough scoring up front, that yeah, they're a dangerous team because they're never going to panic in the postseason. They have a great coach who's won a cup. They are set to play the postseason right now.
How good do you think Dylan Larkin can become in Detroit? I know they have a weak team, but I like Dylan. They tabbed him captain. What's his future look like to you?
I don't think he's a Connor McDavid. I don't think he's a 40-and-40 guy in a regular season. I think he's 30, 35, you know, probably 70-point player, maybe a point-a-game player, maybe more like an Andre Kopitar. But there's a lot of players he needs to be surrounded by in Detroit, Scotty. Like, that's a disaster, too. They could be easily the last place team again this season. I know Stevie Eiserman, people trust him that he can rebuild that team, but he's going to need a lot of help to become more, one of the more elite centers in the league. He certainly is on the track to do that, but he needs a lot of help in Detroit.
So Vegas, I said yesterday, Denny, that they took two steps back in my view. I thought they puttered out in the playoffs, and you know they went to the Stanley Cup final. You and I have talked about this team. I thought it'd be Tampa and Vegas last year in the Cup final, and I thought Tampa would win it. I'm not feeling all this high regard for the Vegas Golden Knights like everyone else, that they're this world-beater team. What happened to them? They have taken two steps back.
All right, well, let me my theory on this team. This is the shiny toy team because the owner is very visible. And you notice every trade deadline, every offseason, he went and got Mark Stone and gave him $9.5 million. He traded for Max Pacioretty, extended him. And now we've got Alex Pietrangelo when he needs a center. Scotty, tonight, Chandler Stephenson's their second-line center, right? They're not going to win with that. I'm sorry. That's what happened in the postseason. They went and didn't address their weakness. And on a really championship team, William Carlson, God bless him, he went and got that deal, scored 41 in the first year in Vegas. He's a 2C on a championship season. I don't believe in Peyton Krebs or Cody Glass is going to step up and be that guy in the middle. They will lose in the postseason because they don't have a good enough center, especially in that division where probably in the second round you're going to play Colorado with Nate MacKinnon and Naz Kadri. They're going to be so overmatched in the middle, Scotty. I couldn't agree with you more. I just think it's a matter of an owner wanting to go out and get the highest visible free agent or trade person out there right now. So I agree with you. I think they'll be good. They might even win the division. I do not like them in the postseason because I see a lot of weakness in the middle.
So they got Bobrovsky back on the ice down in South FLA. Will they trade him?
Who's taking a $10 million goalie with a flat cap? There's no way they're going to trade. They can't. They would like to. I think they look Devils at that contract and think, wow, what are we thinking about? Oh, no, come on. The Devils. The last thing. McKenzie Blackwood. I think if you got a 1A with McKenzie, you'd be fine in net. I don't see that. Look, Florida, there's a long way to go. And the one shock about Florida, Scotty, is you bring in Q, and you would think that they would play more structured defense. They would have more quality. Scotty, Carver knows. You know how soft Florida was in that postseason against the Islanders last year? They were so soft, and they didn't address that. So I don't think they're a threat at all. I think they're an also-ran at division. I think there's a lot of work to do for the new GM down there, Billy Zito, before they're a contender.
All right, Denny, I love you. You're fantastic. Catch Denny on NHL Radio on Sirius XM and the Fourth Period. Killer stuff. Always great having you on Coast to Coast and for on the bench. Love you, Denny. Happy New Year, brother. Enjoy the games tonight.
Love you, Scotty. You're the best. Great talking to you.
All right, Dennis Bernstein with us on Coast to Coast. All right, Carver High, let's go. Caps, Sabres, let's rock it through these. Who do you like tonight and shuffle off to B-low?
I like the Caps tonight, Scotty, and I love the over. 5.5 here. It's up to 6.5 now. Think there'll be some pucks in the net. I think that Buffalo and the Devils, you know, they're the two worst teams in that division. They're going to get a lot of tough nights against these really good teams. So give me the Caps, Scotty.
Yeah, I'm on the Caps, too. I like the Bruins. They're my number one play against the Devils tonight. Are you on Boston?
I am on Boston. I think they take care of business. The Devils stink.
All right, Islanders and Rangers. I'm going to go NYI here at the Garden. I just think the Islanders are better, although I do like this Ranger team. I think they're sneaky good.
Islanders tonight and the over. They usually score a lot of goals. Even though the Islanders play low-scoring games generally, for the last six times against the Rangers, Scotty, it's been over 5.5. So I think there'll be some pucks tonight.
I got the Canes over the Red Wings. I'm going to go Predators over the Blue Jackets. I have no reason why whatsoever. I think they're going to stink too. Flames, Jets. Who do you like there really quick? I like the Flames.
I like the Jets tonight against the Flames. And I like Columbus, Scotty, against Nashville. I think that the Jackets are going to play really well.
All right, slow down, son. Canucks over the Oilers again.
No, I'm going to go with the Oilers. I'm going to try the back-to-back, the two teams playing each other. Give me the team that lost last night.
And I'm going to go Vegas over the Ducks, and I'll go Kings over the Wild. I'll probably get burned on that after Denny just said that the Kings are as bad as I thought they would be. Thanks for all your – I love the Kings this year, and they have no talent.
I like the Kings.
Slow down. Only one game tonight on TV, Islanders-Rangers.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I love this kid, Azay, for Palace, Carver High. A draw, 0-0 with the Gunners today at Arsenal. I hate seeing 0-0 games, but I love watching that kid play. I saw him play last week, and he went end-to-end and dribbled it and went between five guys and rifled a shot into the lower right-hand corner. What a stud. And he came off the bench to do it. They weren't starting that kid. You got to be kidding me. He's the best player on the whole team.
Really good player, brings a lot of energy to that squad, but it is tough when you get the 0-0 games. Those are never fun for anybody unless you're betting the under. That's it.
Let me ask you this. How stupid is this, Liverpool-Man U game on Sunday? They put it on Peacock. I don't care what anybody says. You put it on Peacock, no one's going to buy it. No one's going to watch it. It should be on NBC. They're screwing soccer fans with all this Peacock BS. I hate it.
That game, Scotty, should be on at noon on big NBC before the two football games. Remember, Sunday is 3 o'clock and 6:40 with the NFL. NBC right. had an opportunity to put Man U and Liverpool, the biggest Premier League game so far this season, on by itself in a window, and they chose to put it on Peacock instead. Bad job by them.
All right, so I just wanted to say, of all the teams that have COVID problems that are shutting down their programs, issues everywhere, Michigan State, West Virginia. We know the saga just continues. It's terrible. West Virginia, to me, is the one that hurts the most because I think they're a fantastic team. We missed the Baylor game the other night. I think West Virginia, Huggins has got a hell of a team. But I have to say, the Indiana, Michigan State, Kentucky, Duke, North Carolina, and Syracuse conversation about not making the tournament is real. It's alive. It is breathing. It is true. Not one of those teams even remotely deserves any kind of consideration right now to play in the NCAA tournament. Every single one of those teams has been flat out awful. They get their ass beat. Kentucky got beat by 20 at Rupp the other night by Alabama. That's all you need to know. They are not worthy at all. All of those schools are terrible. Watch Indiana will turn around and beat Purdue by 10 to 9. And I'll take it. It's just because.